But in Belgium, a nonprofit called the Hind Rajab Foundation filed a lawsuit Thursday against an Israeli soldier in Sweden who they accuse of playing a direct role in the targeting of civilians and destruction of homes. Earlier this month, Israel's embassy in Brazil helped a 21-year-old Israeli Army reservist flee Brazil after a Brazilian federal court ordered police to open an investigation into possible war crimes he committed in Gaza. That case had also been filed by the Hind Rajab Foundation. The Brussels-based nonprofit is named after 6-year-old Hind Rajab, who was killed along with her family in a January 2024 Israeli attack as they were in a car escaping bombardment in Gaza City, a story we covered extensively. For more, we're joined now in Brussels by Diab Abujaja, co-founder of the Hind Rajab Foundation. Diab, thank you for joining us. Explain what you are calling for. Talk about the Brazilian case and also the one in Sweden and where you get your information about what these Israeli soldiers specifically have done.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks for having me. Indeed, as you said in your presentation, our mission is seeking accountability, seeking justice, basically. It is a sad thing that citizens as ourselves should be doing this, because normally this should be an automatic thing that states and legal bodies, international legal bodies, should be seeking. However, it is, of course, our right as citizens to do that when these countries mostly default on their responsibilities. So what we do is monitor the posts of Israeli soldiers who have been extensively, as you know and everybody knows, posting things out of Gaza, out of the ongoing genocide there. And we look for criminal activity because, obviously we only target soldiers who have posted things of themselves that we consider, legally speaking, as war crimes, at least, and maybe more than war crimes. So this is the, every research we do is open intelligence, open source intelligence. So this is how we function. Once we have evidence, we pass it to our legal teams. They prepare cases and then they file it when the subject enters a country where that has jurisdiction, or let's say activating jurisdiction of that country over these things. So this is what happened in Brazil. This is what happened before Brazil in Cyprus as well, and also, as you mentioned, in Sweden. So this is basically our way of operating.
We only have a minute, but can you talk about the Brazil case of the Israeli soldier? And again, how you get the information about what they specifically did?
Again, the information is posted by themselves. So we analyze it and we turn, social media posts basically into legal cases. I just want to, since you said we just have a minute, I want to take the opportunity to say that the countries of the world should take their responsibilities. As we speak, Major Ghassan Alian, who is the head of COGAT, which is the entity that oversees the weaponizing of famine in Gaza, is present in Italy to attend a meeting secretly. We have filed a case against them in the International Criminal Court, asking them to activate any arrest warrant that they have against them, or if not, issue a new one. And we also informed the Italian authorities, asking them to activate their responsibility under the Rome Statute, which, since they have jurisdiction and since Major General Alian does not have immunity. This is an example that is now unfolding of how the countries of this world should take their responsibilities. And, I think the Brazilian case was a case where that happened, where a judge actually issued a probe order to investigate a soldier. Unfortunately, the Israeli government smuggled the soldier out of Brazil, which is, of course, obstructing justice. But we are continuing. We are relentless in seeking justice. And we are very convinced that one day justice also will be served in a court of law.
Diab Abujaja, we want to thank you for being with us, co-founder of the Hind Rajab Foundation, the Belgium-based group advocating for Palestinian rights. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
I still believe through the shame and through the grief, through the heartache, through the tears, through the waiting, through the years, for people like us in places like this.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Still the same, and all the boys and all the lost, and all the rest remains. There's nothing. Yeah, man. get the kitten fed. You gotta kiss the little woman, put the children in a bed. Check the sports and weather in the living and the dead. You don't have to hear the headlines, you can hear what Johnny Carson said. Oh, Mr. Sandman, won't you listen to me, please? I'm saying I'll stay in bed, but I'll pretend I'm on my knees and praying. One for my hunger and another for my greed, and just forget about my envy, Lord, and give me what I need. I need a last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette, one before I go to bed. Last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette. I know it's kidding.
someone, a person to talk to, someone who'd care to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough, then I start to panic. It's not enough, it's just a habit. A kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is it. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
They do it all the time. Down on your permanent record. Oh yeah? Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed? Cause you left me, and two, two, two for my family, and three, three, three for my heartache, and four, four, four for my headaches, and five, five, five for my lonely, and six, six, six for my sorrow, and seven, seven for no tomorrow, and eight, eight, I forget what eight was for, but nine, nine, nine for lost God, ten, ten, ten. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
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 Time, 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 time.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence, listen in and hear my words to the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen in and hear my words are the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, they're the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you.
in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. In an argument, but we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WICT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Can you on the air feel the vibe? Feel the vibe. Timbers are moving side to side. Side to side. Culture beats fire grooves all night long. All night long. Dance floors make hear the song. Come along, come along. Feel the bass, hear the drums. Let it flow, let it flow. Tempers up, vibe is hot. Here we go, here we go. From the south to the west, every beat